Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a legendary KMOX Sports Open Line. Presented by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford. Celebrating over 50 years serving St. Louis. On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And welcome to a pregame edition of the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Chris Raby with you on KMOX, joined here in our broadcast booth at Enterprise Center by Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale, getting ready for the Blues and Blue Jackets tonight at 7 o'clock. First game of a seven-game homestand. First seven-game homestand for the Blues since January of 2015. 6-0-1 over that stretch of seven, and we will get going here with our pregame skate in about 15 minutes and drop the puck at seven. Good to have you boys back in a nice long stretch with some days off and a lot of hockey here in downtown St. Louis over the next couple of weeks.
Can we just come up with a name for it? Can we just call this the 615 show?
615 show,
easy
enough.
I think we can. It's generic enough, so since we go off the rails anyway in a hurry, you okay with that, Joey? We could.
I like
the three,
it.
We
yeah.
call it the 615 show.
Or the Three Amigos.
I like it.
Three amigos at 6:15.
Yeah, but if they bring Alex in, he's really not part of the group.
Oh, so that's true. Yeah. Right. Well, 6:15.
Right. So take 6:15 thread.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Okay. So because now we can get, you know, we can get the sales team working on that.
I like it. The 6:15 show.
All right, I've got today's first.
The 6:15 bros.
Okay. I've got. Yeah. Come on. All right.
Bros.
I've got. Yeah. All right. So I've got today's first topic. Okay. We came off a week long road trip. All right, three games, 7 days. That
stole
makes it
so
long,
many
right?
hotel toiletries.
Okay. The last time we could have brought you home like just a bagful, but
would have been great.
That's an old topic.
I'll take it.
All right, restaurant etiquette. Restaurant
love
etiquette.
Love it.
Okay, first off, all right, we've all, because we travel and are in the sports world, we spend a heck of a lot of time in restaurants. Right, maybe more so than the average person that's home a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Is it rude when the waiter or waitress comes up to you and says, to start things off, can I get you something to drink, right? If you're all ready to go, because you really just don't want to waste time, and you go, yeah, I'd like this, but I'm ready to order. And they kind of look at you like you just threw their whole routine off, mm-hmm. right? Like, no, I'm supposed to get you something to drink. Then I'm supposed to come back, okay, and tell you this because, you know, we have a routine here, okay? I don't. What, is it rude if you don't want? I don't want. No, I just want to give you the order and let's get going. Is it rude to suggest I'm ready to order and go with it?
So, need a little background. Is this busy time, lunchtime? Is this
good question?
Dinner time, where generally I think they want to create an atmosphere where people relax, enjoy themselves. Give
anytime.
Us.
Okay, and then we just got to. Then I think, in all fairness, we got to. I would just say anytime.
And you're just ready to sit down and put. Do you do this often?
No. I'm asking. No, actually, what I find is this.
Somebody with you did it?
No, if I'm being very honest, mm-hmm. like what I find is as a road trip goes on, mm-hmm. or frankly, is if you go out to eat shortly after you get out, like honestly, the last thing you sometimes want to do at the end of a long road trip is go out to eat.
Right.
Okay. Like you. I mean, I don't care what leftover is in the fridge.
Talk to
okay?
people.
That's what I want to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're sitting there going, ow. All right, like, well, okay, today at lunch, okay? And this was not by any means a lack of patience, okay? All right, I ate lunch at Lester's today. You know, a great spot. You know, I love their smoked turkey cob. It's one of my favorite salads, mm-hmm. okay? And the guy came over, you ready to go? I didn't even need to look at the menu. I knew what I wanted. I go, yep, but I also know what I want. He goes, okay, let's go. And I just thought
lunchtime.
As he walked away, mm-hmm. right? I just thought as he walked away, I'm like, huh. Like, okay. Sometimes that's the way you want the restaurant experience to go.
Well, and I think that at lunch, too, the restaurant probably trying to move things along a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think that a lot has to do with the company you're with.
Sure.
You know, the group that we started the trip with.
And total difference, too, if you're by yourself and you just fire away.
You know, the first dinner, we're sitting there and guys are ordering one drink and then maybe another drink. And then we'll get an appetizer. And then on the fourth trip, then we're at dinner because we're enjoying each other's company. Don't go on a date with your wife and put the order in right away because you're probably going to get a dirty look.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean? So I think that I've had that dirty look where they're kind of like, okay, well, let me get the drinks first, and then I'll be back. It's like, if I'm a waiter, you know, and I want to turn tables, and I want to get tips, and I want to get in and get out and move people along, I'm like you, Curbs. I want people to give me what they want. If they're ready, give it to me. And, you know, a lot of waitresses and waiters, you say, hey, I'm ready to go. They go, great. You know, they had the completely different attitude. And I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Give me in, give me out.
And also at lunchtime, I feel like there's more of a get-in, get-out for all involved because you're probably not doing cocktails. You're probably not ordering multiple bottles of wine like at dinner. At dinner, they're happy. You'll string it out, a couple of appetizers, some drinks, maybe some more drinks, maybe a meal, maybe some more drinks, maybe dessert. At lunch, it's more of just a business transaction. Mm-hmm. We're at dinner, more of an experience.
What if I spin it
here we
to
go.
Your point? Because I think about this a lot. Sometimes I'm at dinner with four guys, and yeah. There's a lot of dirty plates on the table. I do my due diligence, and I start stacking plates.
Ooh.
Big, small, bowls on top, cups on top, silverware on the side. I want to make it easy for the waiter or waitress. Sometimes you're like, oh, my God, thank you.
I'm not sure if they all like
that. I think the waitress dumped one on our trips here.
Some of them have their own method, right?
Sometimes they look at me like, oh. I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to help make your job easier. You don't have to reach across, grabbing bowls and plates and dirty stuff. You just it's stacked, it's ready. Here you go. I always think it's a thing of, genuinely honor. But you know, apparently some people give me dirty looks on that one.
Yeah, I've never started to do the dishes at the table.
All right, this is where it goes off the rails. I got another one for you. All right, look, when you order an iced tea.
Oh, I know where you're going with this, right. And it bugs me, too.
When you order
when
an iced tea.
Sweet.
Okay, no. When you order an iced tea and you have figured out in most glasses that iced teas are served in just about how much sweetener to put into it, because primarily tea around here is unsweetened, okay? And they come over, and God love it, they just want to make sure your glass is constantly full, but as moment they take your already sweetened half glass of iced tea and fill it up, mm-hmm.
They affect your ratio.
Your sweetener quotient is toast.
Yeah, yes. They affect your ratio.
The pH level is off.
It's messed up.
Yep.
You don't know, do I do half a pack, whole pack? What kind of pack do I put in there?
I thought where you were going was if you order an iced tea and what they have and what like the house iced tea is like raspberry, passion fruit, pomegranate iced tea.
Yeah, no.
And that's what you get. And you take a swig, and it's not what you bargained for.
No. Oh,
or if it's sweet tea. Yeah. Or if it's sweet tea. Like in Memphis and a lot of places in the South, if you order tea, it's sweet tea.
Right.
And if you're not used to it and you take a slug, it's going to hit you in the face.
Have you ever seen, by the way, like I saw them make the sweet tea at a McAllister's a while back. Oh, my God, the amount of sugar they put in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's sweet. I mean, you want sweet tea, it is sweet.
I remember on the interview process when I was with Curbs, and I hadn't gotten the job yet. We went to lunch around the corner. Where were we?
We went to.
You're both pointing different directions right now. Joey's pointing out of the booth. Curbs.
No, the bar where you bought the meal for the cops on the corner.
Oh, yeah. Where was that?
It doesn't matter.
I don't
remember. We're at the table, and he's got his tea. It's half
empty.
It's half empty, and he sweets it, and the waitress, just doing her job and trying to be sweet. And he goes, you know what? And you brought this topic up. Yeah. And I knew right in that moment.
Hey,
like,
sweetie, how about a fresh glass?
Hey, I like this guy because I deal with that with my
you
coffee.
Don't want to disrupt the rate. Oh,
my
yeah.
Cream
they top you off.
To coffee ratio, I get it just where I like it. I take about three swigs. It's perfect. I like it. And they come and they dump a fresh, little batch of coffee.
Just give me
in
a
there,
new cup.
And it's off. I don't know how much to add. And then you got to taste it and try it and adjust the sweetness of it.
If you were doing more dishes at the table, maybe there would be a clean cup.
Yeah.
And they could just bring you another cup.
Listen to this. So we go to Schwartz's Deli in Montreal. Okay. It's Joey Panger, John Kelly, and myself. Famous smoked meat place. Celine Dion owned it for a little while in there. Anyhow, the waiter was just fantastic. And you're sitting right next to other people. Like you're crammed in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's
is this
it's
bar a, counter or is it like communal tables?
No,
or
it's kind of communal
right
tables. It's like tables of six, three on each side, mm-hmm. right? But they flush you in, they flush you out pretty quick in there, right? The waiter comes over and he's got two cups and he's pouring water and he had taken this plastic pitcher and just kind of tore part of it up and he pours it kind of at an angle out of the side and the water splits into two places. I'm telling you, if any one of us had tried this. You to put water all over
it's unbelievable.
And this guy is holding
it. I can't even
it.
Pour out of a coffee pot into it.
Yeah, but listen. He rigged the pitcher himself, and then he's pouring it, like, at a distance of about 6.5 inches, okay, right over John Kelly. Oh. And I got to be honest with you. If I'm being – and I, you were thinking – part of me was hoping it went wrong.
Or just going,
like,
ah!
Like part scream of me, at like, him. I'm telling you, I John's working, so he's not listening right now.
Just some real but parlor part, tricks.
Part of me was hoping, oh, this is going to be a spectacular story if this goes bad. And he hit the middle of the cup on both of them. And you know it would have been a – beauty of a story if John Kelly just got doused.
He was just eyeing it down, both streams just coming down on his leg. His eyes got as big as a little, gumballs. But, hey, you know, that was interesting, Dave, because we're at a sandwich shop, and he comes, I'm going to get you your sandwich. I'm going to get you this. And he took care of the order for us.
Yeah, that's the best.
Another restaurant thing blows my mind. The Cheesecake Factory menu is overwhelming. There's
so wait,
far
he,
too
he
many options.
Ordered, you said, he we said, trust you?
He goes, are y'all going to have smoked meat sandwiches? Yeah. He goes, okay, you probably want two orders of fries and an order of order of coleslaw. We went, okay, and that was it.
Done. I love that. I love how simple it was. Yeah. I love menus when you go to restaurants. There's like three options, you know, the Cheesecake Book. Where you have to go to Cheesecake Factory and siphon through the...
You need to, like, check the index in the back.
It's
too
much. Okay, it's overwhelming.
I actually talked food with Braden Shen on pregame tonight.
All right. Buying X.
60 seconds left.
All right. Buying X stresses you out.
Ooh, wine.
Wine stresses you out? Okay, doesn't have to be food.
Shoes.
Mattress.
Never fit right, never get...
A mattress.
Oh.
Mattress.
Are you often mattress shopping?
No, but I need, like the guys that, yeah, just...
Oh, that's like you walk in, there's like a
like
hard sell.
Going, I'm going to live in this thing for like the next 15 years. I can't
And they're
this.
Watching you lay on it. And, yeah, when would I ever be, you know, in clothes coming from work with shoes on, laying on a mattress with, you know, three guys in West County staring at me with their arms crossed?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot.
And then you got to decide on the spot.
Can't handle it.
So you want to go mattress shopping?
I can't. No, I'm going to the boys at Mattress Direct, and I'm just going to take care of it. They're awesome. But that's the thing. I've already been in like four times. They're like, you going to pick a mattress?
Pregame's next. Bring it up here. Can map kind of in between the 6:15 show and pregame. Blues hockey on the way with Curbs and Joey. I'm Chris, and you're home for the Blues Game Wax.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.